Today's daf is daf mem beis. We got to the very bottom of mem aleph amud beis. Hanichel, four lines up. So Gemara brought a number of different sources how we know shlichas works. Shlucha shal adam kamoso. So the Gemara says Hanichel Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What we said up until now makes sense if you look at the last Rashi in the page. Hanichel Rabbi Yeshua the nafkale shlichas dekachim mi v'shachtu also. He used the word v'shachtu also called das Yisrael to teach us that shlichas works for kachim. Ella, according to Rabbi Yonas on the bottom of Mem Alpha Mer Beis, Ella Rabbi Yonas on the Mapik, Leila Haikra Ledrasha Achrina, he used the pasuk of Mivishachtu also for a different pasuk. We'll see in a second what that is. Then what's his source that Shlichas works for Kachim? Disani, the Brisa tells us. What does he use this pasuk for? Rabbi Yonas on Omer Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulan Yotzim Bepesach Echad. How do we know that all of Klal Yisrael could come together and use just one Karan Pesach, and we're all going to be Yotzei? Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'shachtu also kol kal Adas Yisrael, the entire Adas Yisrael, Ben Arbaim, we're all able to do one Pesach. V'chi kal kol akal kulam shochtim, are we all able to do one Shechita? Certainly not. El halo eino shochet el echad, only one person's doing the Shechita. Ela, mikan shekol Yisrael yotzim b'Pesach echad. So we see that all Klal Yisrael is going to Yotzei with one Pesach, and Rashi points out in the top of Mem Beis that potato starch cookie is really breaking up in my throat here. But Pesach Echad, even though not everyone's going to reach a kazayis, we paskin that everyone has to have a kazayis of the Karan Pesach. That's why you have to have different chaburas. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, you don't require kazayis for every single one. The kasavar achilas psachim lamakvev. The eating of the Pesach is not ma'akev the karbam. El zrikas dam lechudas. Just you have to have a sprinkling, but you don't have to have the actual achila. Even though we have less than a kazayis, we're all still yotze. So says the Gemara, if that's the pasuk, that's the source that we could all join in for one karbam. So then the Gemara says, so shliach b'kachim minale. What's the source that shlichas works through kachim? And the Gemara answers what you're probably all thinking, minale mine, from this very pasuk. Meaning the very fact that all of us could join together in one Pesach tells us that with this one shochet, but we all get the credit for it, so we see clearly that shlichas works by kachim. So the Gemara says, not true. This pasuk is not a raya that shlichas works for kachim in general. Because Vidilma shiny hasam de islay shutvis bigavayu. Maybe it only works in this case. We're all shutvis. We all need this Karan Pesach together. So since we have shutvis, we each have a certain level of bilis to it. So then it's much easier to appoint a shliach to represent me. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have how do we know that shlichas works without shutvis? Meaning, if I want to appoint a shliach to get engaged for, well, that's a kudgem here. If I want to have a shliach bring a carbon chatas for me, he has no shutvis in that carbon chatas. That's mine exclusively. We don't know that shlichas would work there as well. Only in a case where we're all coming together, we all have some level of bailis, so then one of the bailim are able to perform the shechita on my behalf. So there is no raya yet for Rabbi Yonasan that shlichas works for all of kachim.
I'm sorry, just one question. When we stopped yesterday, everybody agreed that you don't need really the limud for truma. You learn it from
exactly.
Matzino. Yeah, that's the matzana for
exactly.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Truma required its own special limud because truma you would have thought maybe it didn't work shlichas because atem velo arisam velo atem velo apotropis, so maybe atem velo shluchim also wouldn't work, so that's why gam atem comes to include shluchim for truma alone.
Right, but the maskanas gemara is that we're really learning it from kachim and from that we don't need truma.
No, truma needed for itself only for internally within truma it required its own independent gzeres hakasa because that havamina. The question becomes, once you have that pasuk, gamatem, does that mean that gamatem is now the new raya, new source for truma, or it's telling us that you're able to use kachim and gerishin as the model for truma as well?
Right.
That's the machlokes. Either way, Okay. Fine. The Gemara says, still wants to know, what's the source for Rabbi Yonasan that shlichis works for kachim? Elamei hacha, the Gemara learns it from the following pasuk. Very appropriate, of course, that we're spending Erev Pesach, which is the day of Karban Pesach, talking about Karban Pesach. So they take an ishe lebeis avos. They take a seh for the beis avos for the entire family. Seh lebayis. They take one seh for the entire household. So Rashi explains, "Vayikhu lahem ish echad lokech lechol hamishpacha." One person buys it on behalf of the entire mishpacha. The Tosfos Rashi asks here. This is talking about when you buy the sheep. Now, when you buy the sheep, it's a chulin at the time. How is that a raya that when it's kachim, shlichas works for kachim? So Tosfos Rashi says that this pasuk applies to every stage of the Karban Pesach, from the moment it's bought as chulin to the moment it's hekdesh and turned into a Karban Pesach, and eventually shechita and zrika, and so on. So this is the source now that shlichas works for kachim. Gemara says, "Vildilma hasam nami dishlei shutfitz begavayu." That's talking about selabayis. It's seemingly talking about one of the members of the household who has a certain bialis over. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, imkain trei kralamli. So then, why do we have two different psukim telling us that shchitas Pesach works through shlichus, and both of them are suggesting are talking about beishlei shutfitz begavayu, where there's talking about shutfitz. So why do you need two psukim teaching me the same din that shlichus works when there's partnership? It's obviously unnecessary. So therefore, the Gemara invokes the drasha of im eino inyan lehecha d'shayach tenayil inyan lehecha d'lashayach. You're right. The second pasuk isn't needed to tell me that shlichus works when there's shutfitz, because that's already we already learned that. So what's it coming to teach us? Must be another scenario where there is no shutfitz. Even then, shlichus works for kachim, even when there is no shutfitz. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't, those psukim are not available, because haimi baile, that pasuk's needed, lichter Rabbi Yitzchak, damer Rabbi Yitzchak, ish zoche, v'lo akaten zoche. That only a man is able to be zoche on behalf of others, but a katan isn't able to. We learn this in the Gemara, it's a gittin, and elsewhere, Rashi says one narrow line down. Ish zoche, uli olam mishum d'islai shutzvis, begavayu, u'dekamris imenu inyan hulo, we have to say that a katan is not able to be zocha on behalf of others, and we are talking about only when there is shutvis. A katan does not have the ability to be zocha for others. We've learned this in the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara and Sukkah. That a katan can be kona things, but he can't be makna things. So that's why on Yontif, or in general, you need lachem, first day of Yontif of Sukkah. So you need lachem. If you give your lulav to your son before you are shaking it, so now he owns it. He's able to acquire things, but he can't give it back to you, so he owns it. It's not lachem. You're losing lachem. He can be kona things, but he can't be makna to others, and he also can't be zocha for others. So that we learn from the pasuk, ish zocha v'lo hakatan zocha.
Tosa says that there's a special chiddush here by Pesachim.
Exactly.
We know this rule in general.
Right. So look at let's look at Tosa first. Tosa says Dibur Maschil Ish Zocha Vein Katan Zocha. Vim Tomar Lama Likra. Why do you need a pasuk? Hakayim Lan the Gemara Gittin tells us Dein Yad LeKatan. We know in general a Katan has no Yad to be Zocha for others. So what's the special Gzerse Kasa by Karban Pesach? The Yishlomar Tosa suggests the Lagave Pesach Itzrich. You need to teach me that even by Pesach, a katan has no yad. Why would you think he does have a yad here? The Sakadaita Amina Holvish, the Shaykh Bachias Pesachim, since he's in the parsha of eating carbon Pesach, the Tzarch Limanos Alav, you have to count him in your guest list of eating the carbon Pesach, the Chsiv Selabais Afilu Katan, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Nadarm, I believe, and Pesachim as well. Ema af lacherim zacha. So you might think since he's shayach in achiyas kachim, achiyas pesach, he might also have the ability to be zocha for others in the karban pesach. Kamash melon ish zocha vein katan zocha. Either way, that pasuk of vayichu lahem ish instead of base avos is no longer available to tell me that shlichus works for kachim when there is no shutvis. It teaches me that ish zocha vein katan zocha. So how do we know for Rabbi Yonason again that shlichus works when there is no shutvis? So the Gemara said, no, hahu, the concept of katan not being zocha is learned from a different pasuk of mei ish lefi achlo nafka. An ish v'lo katam. That tells me that a grown man, but not a katam. So therefore, the pasuk of ayikhu lehem ish sele beis avos is available to teach me that there is shlichus by kachim, even when there is no shutvis. Why says, no. Vakati mibaylei, that pasuk of ish.
That is to teach us the katam, right?
Exactly. Ish lefi achlo, teach me an ish v'lo ish, v'lo katam. So the other pasuk by Yichulahem to Ish tells me that Shlichus works
right.
By Kachim. So then the Gemara says,
but we still have the problem that the way we need both of them.
No, no, that answers us. I mean, that both of them are necessary. So the first one tells me that Shlichus works when there is Shutvus, and the second pasuk tells me it works even when there is no.
Because it's free.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, no. The pasuk of ish lefi achlo is needed for a different pasuk, a different drasha, d'shochdin esa pesach al hayachim, to tell me that an ish, that one individual is able to shech the karban pesach on his own. He doesn't have to have a chabura. He could take his karban pesach and eat it by himself. Gemara says no. Savar la kimandamar. This discussion Rabbi Yonason must hold of ein shochdin esa pesach al hayachim. This is machlokes the Gemara Pesachim, if you remember. There, three years ago, we learned that together, that a person is not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach by himself according to one man damer. So that's how we're working with in this discussion right now. So therefore, the pasuk v'ish lefi achlo tells me that ish v'lo katam. And that means the pasuk v'yichu lehem ish sele beis avos is available now to teach me that shlichus works by kachim, even in a situation where there is no shutfis. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Yonasan knows that there's shlichus. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'ela hadamer of gidal amarav minayin sheshlucha shadam kamoso." How does he know that shlichus works? He has a different pasuk, completely different. It says, "Shenemar." The pasuk says, "Ve'nasi echa ve'nasi echad mimate." I'm reading the whole pasuk on the side here. Tikulin chol es arts. Each nasi would represent his entire shevet when Yeshua would eventually give out the different portions of the land. So he would represent everybody else. So he was the shliach of the entire shevet. So we see shlichus works. Shlichus shalom kamoso. So Gemara says, typically shlichus macha. So maybe we should learn it out from here. Learn out from here that that in general shlichus should work. So Gemara says, v'tizvara, does this make sense? D'ha shlichasu? Is this really shlichas? This case of nasi echa? That's not shlichas. V'ha katanim lav ne shlichas ninu. The katanim were also being zocha to land. When they were giving out the land in the times of Yeshua, it wasn't only gedolim. Even the katanim received a portion. And if I was the nasi, let's say, I cannot represent the katan midin shlichas. A katan is not able to be memane a shliach. So the fact that katanim were being zocha in the land tells me that this was not working through the mechanism of shlichus. So then the Gemara says, "Ella, ki ha de Rava bar Rav Huna, damar Rava bar Rav Huna, amar Rav Gidal, amar Rav minayin shezochin la adam shelo b'fanov." So what was his statement? It really doesn't. It's not working through shlichus. His question was, "How do I know zechia works for a person even when he's not present? I'm able to be zocha for a person shlo b'fanov because it's a chus for him." Shenemar, then they invoke the pasuk v'nasiyecha, that I as a nasi represented all my people, even the katanim. I was zocha on their behalf and not because of shlichus. Now there's a larger discussion machlokas we showed him. How does zachin work? Some actually say zachin works mitam shlichus. So what exactly is the change here? The fact that they say shlichus is not shlichus is really zachin tells me that they're two different concepts. So the Kesos says that even if you assume zichia is mitam shlichus, it's not exactly like shlichus. There's still a difference, even if you assume there, and there are many differences. Fine. So either way, the idea of nasi echad v'nasi echad is working mitam zichia. So Gemara says, v'tizvara, does that really make sense? Zuchus, see? Ha'chova. This is not a zuchus. Sometimes getting land on someone's behalf could be a tremendous debt, a tremendous chova for a person. Why? Ha'chova nami ika. De'ika de'nichalei behar v'lo nichalei bebika. Some people prefer a mountain and not a valley. And ika de'nichalei bebika. Some people like a field, a valley, v'lo nichalei behar. Won't want a mountain. What? No, it's not up to him. The guy who's receiving it, he doesn't know what he's getting. So the Nasi is busy picking out land for this guy and that guy.
This specific, not something for free, meaning in the specific that he...
Right, so...
He was getting the land regardless, is
right.
The point.
Right,
which land.
Right. Otherwise he wouldn't have been getting
it. So terms as a choch, he doesn't know how to work a bika, and for him it ends up being a big debt. He has nothing to do with it. He has to pay the taxes for the land, and doesn't know how to work the land, so it's a big choma for him.
Right.
It's not as a chos always. So the Gemara says, Vela, Ela kadirava. By Rav Huna, Dama Rav Huna, Amar Rav Gidal, Rav Minayin liyasomim shebo lachlok benichse avim shebeisin ma'amidin lehem apachapis lachov ulezakos. How do I know when yasomim, orphans, are dividing their father's land, that Basin could set up the apachapis for them, for the debt for them, and for zechus for them? Lachov amai. Why would they ever collect a, why would they ever create a debt for the yasomim? Ella, what it means is lachov almanas lizakos. They could create a chov for them in order to have it serve as a merit for them. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 8 lines up from the bottom, Ella lachov almanas lizakos. We could set up an apotropos to represent them in din. For their benefit. Meaning the whole idea of setting up a chapas is for them to have a zechus. Now sometimes it's obviously going to be a chov. If you get into a din Torah with the yisomim, they might lose the case. But they'd rather have the opportunities for a zechus, even though there's a risk of them having a chov as well. How do you know that they're able to do this? And that's when we invoke the pasuk of Tamalomar v'nasiyechav nasiyechad mimate tikhu. That the nasi represents them. For the most part, the guy wants a land. Now he doesn't know if it's going to be good for him or bad for him, but he wants a zechus. So he's willing to have the nasi represent him, in hopes of having a zechus, but also knowing there's going to be some level of risk there as well. That's what's going on here. Okay, now the interesting Tosus writes, Ela lechov al masal zakos. He writes, the kasha. Dama reper kanizakin, the Gemara Gittin tells me, de'ein apachopin rashain lechov al zakos b'nichsi yisomim. It says, you're not able to do this. Very much against their Gemara. Upara chosim lezakos amaylo. And then the Gemara says, why can't apachopin do a zechus for him? Of course he could do a zechus for the yisomim. Umishana in the Gemara, their answers, lachov al manas lezakos. So you're able to do that. So you're able to do a, and therefore, what's the shaila then? Exactly, he's not able to do a chov amnas the zakos. Now, Petrapus is only able to do a pure zechiah, but a chov that's going to lead to zechos he can't do. But this Gemara says that Petrapus may do a chov amnas the zakos. So there's a stira. So answers the Gemara, answers Tosas rather, v'yeshlomer dehasam mari b'tfias chovos sheish la'achirim aleim. That's talking about when others are claiming money from him. U'beha v'adei ein rashan. There, the Abba Chabbos cannot get into a din Torah when others are trying to collect money from him. The Shem lo yitzvam kishem gedolim. Perhaps they won't be collected from him. Maybe when they're gedolim, when the yisomim grow up, maybe those balei chovos are not going to collect from them. So it's better for the Abba Chabbos to just stay quiet out of the din Torahs. It might work completely for the benefit of the yisomim. Aval kishen tovim b'shvila yisomim. But if they're claiming on behalf of the yisomim money, kihacha, like this case, b'chaluka the karkos, they're claiming karkos for the benefit of the yisomim. The chigali nami tzrichin lachlok. When they get older, the yisomim, they certainly have to divide the land. B'havadi mamidin apachapas lechol amnas lezakos. So not every situation are we going to have the apachapas intervene, even though it might result in a zechus. It's only when there's definitely going to be a din Torah when they get older do we say deal with it now. But there's a situation where it's possible that it will never result in a din Torah, then we advise the apachapas to stay out of it in a case where it's lechov amnas lezakos.
But I understand. So the apachapas can, because according to here, the case is that the apachapas goes to court and he's trying to get something for the yisomim, mm-hmm. and he loses. So he should never be able to go to any kind of trial because he can always lose.
No, but the yisomim want him to go because there's a possibility they're going to gain something out
right.
of it. Every transaction, every deal has a potential
right.
risk.
So why do we say that they cannot do it?
In the case of Gemara and Gittin is where the others are claiming money from the yisomim. So there's a big risk involved.
Very much bigger.
Now it's possible when the yisomim get older, the banks might forget about that
right,
and completely.
Does not do anything.
It's better to ignore and stay out of the picture and not get involved in a risk. Only situation where it's definitely going to have to come to a result at some point. If it's dealing with dividing the land, either it's dealt with now or it's going to be dealt with in 10 years. It will be dealt with. Then they should intervene in order to benefit the yisomim.
Ricky, nobody does anything unless it's brought to the forefront. You know, the government things. They do only because somebody brought it to the forefront. Right. They do something.
I understand. They
okay, Gemara says now two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisomim Shabo Lachlok B'Nichse Avim. Yisomim who are dividing within their property of their father, based in Mamidin Lehem Apachapis, Uborin Lehem Echelik Yofe, and they choose for them Echelik Yofe. The Baam Tosfos here talks about machlokas. How do you do borum? How do you do the deciding? I'm not going to go through it, but there's machlokas, the rehold, not through a gorel. You don't do lots. You just decide what you think is going to best fit their character, their abilities, their trade. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you do some arbitrary type of lot, and that's how you decide borum. Either way, the apachapas chooses the chelik yafe for each of the yisomim, and then the Gemara says, vim higdilu im, or when they get older, yecholim limchos, able to protest and say, let's redivide it in a different way now that we're older. According to Rav Nachman today, Amar im higdilu einam yecholim limchos. He says, not true. When the yisomim get older, they are not able to redivide the land, because why? Im kein ma koach basin yafim. What strength does basin have? Basin makes a decision, and then the yisomim get older and they uproot the decision of basin. That shows a certain weakness in basin. We don't want to do that. So therefore, whatever basin decides, that is final. So umi islay the Rav Nachman im kein ma koach basin yafim. Does Rav Nachman really hold of such a concept that we're always protecting the image and the strength of basin? V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us shim hadayanim. If the dayanim make a certain assessment of a property of some type of possession, shepichsu shusus or hosir shusus, if they undervaluated more than a sixth, or they over-evaluated more than a sixth, that's the issues of ana. So then machim batel, the entire sale is batel. If they went up to a sixth or below a sixth, below the price more than 1/6, then the whole mecher is batel. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mechan Kayim. No, it's a good sale, even though they're off by so much. Im Kain, because Ma Koch Basin Yafim. Because if you say it's not a good sale, what ability does Basin have? We say Basin makes a mistake, now we're completely throwing out Basin. That shows a certain weakness. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, when Basin makes a decision, that's final, no matter how mistaken they are. And comes along Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinna Amar Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, he quotes the first epitim that they are able to. If they make a mistake, we throw them out. Here he does not embrace the concept of Im Kein Makach based on Yafet like he did above by the case of the Yisomim. So why this one case does he embrace the concept of Im Kein Makach based on Yafet and the other case he doesn't embrace? Gemara says Lo Kasha, this is not a steer between two opinions of Rav Nachman. Had the toe, had the low toe. When there's a mistake, so then we could reject Bezdin. Bezdin made a mistake in terms of assessing the value of the property. In the case of the Yisomim, the Abba Shabbos didn't make a mistake. The children, we didn't know what was fit for them at that time. That was what was right for the individual. So the Abba Shabbos made the decision. There was no mistake there. And that's why Rav Nachman says in that case, the decision of Bezdin stands. The Gemara says, wait a second. If there's no mistake made by the case of the Yisomim, so why do you want to revoke the entire division? Why do you want to undo everything? So it must be, the Gemara says, no. Yichom limchos beruchos. They're very happy with what type of field they had, but they wanted to have different directions, one in the north and the south and the east and the west, depending on how their other properties, as they got older, laid out. They wanted their initial properties from their father to be next to their current properties. But there was no mistake there. It was just their preference. And that's why, since it's just about preference, Rav Nachman says the Basin's decisions stands. In the case of the Yisomim, but the case of the incorrect assessment, that's where we throw out Bezdin's assessment. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Ha'achin Shekhalku, brothers who are dividing the property of their father, the Yerusha, Harehein Kilakuchos, we view them as being purchasers, as if they're buying land, as opposed to just simply being Yorish land. And there's a big machlokas, whether that's true or not, how we view them as Lakuchos or Yerushos, and it's machlokas, so there's three-way machlokas about that. Either way, the Gemara here decides that we're paskening Harehein Kilakuchos, and they're nafkaminas. Gemara says, let's say...
This is Gedolim, right?
Gedolim, exactly. So let's say, in terms of the division, they made a mistake. Pachos Mishisus. They were off a little bit, but it was the error was less than a sixth of a difference of the actual value. So Nikna, like in general, when it comes to, when a person overprices or underprices, undercharges something, so then that's fine as long as it's within the range of 1/6. So this, everything stands. In Nikna Mekach. But yet, let's say the difference was more than a sixth. So then the halacha is batel mekach, then the entire sale is batel because we're viewing the achim as lekuchos, and you have to redivide it in a way that's fair. Let's say the sale, the division was exactly shesus, it was exactly 1/6 off than what it was supposed to be. Kana, so the brother who gets gets more than he was supposed to, he kona the acquisitions, the good kinyanim, but the halacha is machzor na, the difference of 1/6, you return. The sale is good, but you just return the difference of the 1/6.
This is the same halacha when they're not brothers, right?
Exactly. This is the same halacha. This is a general halacha of ona.
Right.
So Rav Nachman says, since we're viewing the brothers as lekuchos, we're applying the same exact dinim of ona in general. So Amar Rava. Rava says, ha de amram, that which we said above, pachas mishisus, if it's less than 1/6 of the value, it's only off by that little, nikna mekach, the sale is a good sale. Lo amrun elo de lo shav yishlich. It's only a situation where no shliach was appointed, where the brother himself was involved in the division of the land. Aval, because he was mochil. Aval shav yishlich shliach. Let's say he pointed a shliach. He said, I want this lawyer to represent me, and he's going to deal with all the divisions. And turns out he got off by a little bit less than a sixth. It wasn't exactly what he was supposed to get. So then we say, amar l'tzikuni shadarticha v'lo li'ivusi. I sent you for my benefit, l'tzikuni, as a tikkun for me, but not li'ivusi, not to be for my detriment and make a mistake. So therefore, if a shliach was sent, he's able to undo the sale, even if it's less than a sixth off the actual value. The hadam, and that which we said above, hadam on yeser mishisus batel mekach, when he was overpriced by more than a sixth, the entire sale is batel. Lo amram elo de lo amram niflagan b'shuma de bedina. It's only a situation where you did not say, let's divide it in bezin. You wanted to divide it off on your own. Aval niflag b'shuma de bedina. If you decided to make a division based on Basin's assessment, then the lach is marchakai, and the sale is a good sale, even though it's off by so much. The tanan, like we saw just above, the Mishnah tells us, shim hadayanim shepichsu shesus. If their assessment was less than it was more than a sixth below the price. Oh, ho siru shesus, or is more than a sixth above the price. The machan and batel, the mecher is canceled. But Rabbi Shpag Omer machan kayim, he thinks it's a good sale because im kein makoch beisin yafet. So if you decide to go through Bezdin in this division, it would be a good sale.
But he will be under the ta. This before said had the lota. This is a mistake. more than Ishtus.
Right, that Rav Nachman would reject this, but Rava seems to take on...
Rava holds that even if they made a mistake, you say that...
He passes like Rav Ben Shimon Gamliel. Even with a mistake, okay. He still passes that way. Rav Nachman would argue with this. So he holds like the Chachamim. The Hadam, meaning that which we said, Shisus Kano, Umachsio. No, that which we said, if it was exactly a sixth off the price, the sale is a good sale, you just return the sixth, that difference in price. Though Amram Elo B'Metatli, it's only true when it comes to movable objects. Aval B'Mikarkari, when it comes to land, Ain Ono L'Karkos. There is no when it comes to Karkos. You could, there's no, if real estate could go up and down in tremendous amounts of money, there is no such concept as Ono, even though it's overpriced by 1,000, says the Ritva and others. So some say there's a limit, some say if it's double the price, half the price. But either way, the pashtus is, there's no Ono at all when it comes to Karkos, and therefore the sale is completely good, and there's no need to return anything.
So if it will be over, Ishtus also should be like that.
Yeah, Inechanami, yes. Let's see if Rashi says this. That's not, but I think you are correct in din. That
really?
Yeah.
So it would seem that no.
That's a quote, right? That's a quote. Right?
Yeah, he always calls. Ayin Tosfos, Atzmoth Yosef, Ayemek Shelak, Ayem Bebawa Metzia, Nun Zain, Amud Aleph. Rashi Sham, Diviramat Hil Yeshlahem, Belehalan. It's a lot of stuff.
That's not Pashas, I thought, but okay, Tosfos and others say it. Okay, I'm not sure what to do with that right now.
Otherwise, it will make no sense. It make no sense because otherwise they should have brought this up before.
I agree, but in din, that's the din. Yeah,
there's a shayla in the gears over here.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, could be part of it. But then the Gemara says, "Uvma karkai lo amrin elo de palagilayu." When it comes to the land, it's only true when they're dividing which parts of the land. That's when we say no, oh no. Aval palag b'mishichas. If they're measuring exactly out with a measuring tape, then that's not true. Then there would be ona. Could the rabba, dama rabba, kol davar shebemida shemishkal shebeminyam? Anything that's sold in the by count, by quantity, whether it's weighed or whether it's measured or whether it's counted, afilu pachas mechadei ona. Even though it's less than ona, that's not michozer. So if a guy's buying, let's say, a dozen eggs and he gets 11 eggs, so then even though it's less than 1/6, it's not. It's only 1/12. You still return that because anything that's counted is going to be considered a problem of ona when it comes to exact amounts, as opposed to just a bundle of things. So then if you're buying a bag of jelly beans where you don't count the jelly beans and it's a little bit off by less than 1/6, that sale goes through.
That's because in the carcass he shows that there is makpit on.
Exactly. Even if you're measuring.
Yeah. Because you only...
It's funny. Yes, yesterday we had our landscaper come to set up, put some grass, some seeds down. So he put up those posts and with ropes so the kids don't step on it. So my neighbor comes out and he says, you know, that's our property line. Right. No, he's nice about it. I said, okay, we'll move it over like 2 feet. He's like, yeah, he showed me exactly where there's a line over there on the sidewalk. You count 50 feet, you measure exactly, that's where the property line is.
Right, you start
so.
Talking boundaries.
Yeah, what's that
one of the
savers?
Exactly. Well, is it from guy?
No. He's a very nice guy. I guess well, he was concerned when he backed out he was going to hit that little stake that was in there. That's what he said to me he was concerned with. But, okay, fine. And there's a very interesting Tosfos here. Let's do it afterwards if we have time.
Ricky, if you're not concerned about Tosfos, that's what you're concerned about.
Says the Gemara now, halfway down the Amud. Hod the Tanan, the Mishnah that tells us in Baba Kama, Hashalech as a Bi'ira Bi'ad Cheresh, a person said to send a flame with a Cheresh, a Shoter, a Katan. Pater midini adam, any damage that's caused by that flame, the person, the Mishaleach, is pater from any dini adam, about chai midini shemaim, for being so irresponsible, midini shemaim, he's going to be responsible. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure he gets punished. Shilach biad pikech, let's say he sends the biira, the fire, in the hands of a pikech, a person who is competent, then pikech, chai of the pikech is the one who's responsible if he started a fire. Vamai, why is that true? Haven't we learned the concept Neima Shluchel Shadam Kamosa? We know, isn't the Pekach service my Shliach? And if he sets the place in the flames, so I'm responsible as the Mishaleach. The Gemara says, of course, as we know, Shiny Hasam, De'ain Shliach Devar Avera. There is no concept, right? Shlichos does not work through Avera. Gemara Sanhedrin, Gemara Chagiga, all over the place. The Amrinan, Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. This is the discussion with the Nachash. and the Adam and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adam, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Adam says the Nachash gave it to me. So Hashem says back, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam and Mishomer. You listening to me, the Rav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or you're listening to Divrei Tam and you're listening to the Nachash, who's only the student? You obviously listen to the Rebbe tells you to do something, and you don't listen to the Talmud. So therefore, Ein Shlichus Adavar Avera, you're not responding. The shliach can't say, look back at the mishleach. The shliach himself is an independent thinker, and it's his responsibility if he causes any damage.
Three exceptions.
Gemara says, the Tani, the Raisa says, shliach shlo asa shlichuso, shliach ma'a. What do you mean? Is it really true that the shliach is always responsible for an avera? If a shliach was sent for, he was given hektesh money. I am a mishleach. I have hektesh money in my property. I give it to the shliach to go do something. And the shliach doesn't do what I told him to do. The shliach shlo asa shlichuso, he did something different than what I told him. So then the shliach is mal, he's responsible, has the iser of me'ila of getting hana from hektesh. But let's say the shliach asa shlichuso, he bought exactly what I wanted him to buy. He bought me some cucumbers with hektesh, let's say, with the money. Then baha bais mal, me as the mishalech, I get the iser. So we see that shlichus does apply l'dvar vera. Mara says no. Ki asa shlichuso de baal habayis, baal habayis miha mal, amai. Nema ein shlich dvar vera. I have money of hektish. I give it to Reuven to go use the money to buy something for me.
Right. So if you asked him, then you are mal.
Even in the, so we see the shlichus, I'm responsible.
Right.
So shlichus applies. Have a good yontav, Avi. So shlichus works even when there's a dvar vera. Even though there's an avera, I'm, as a mishalech, I'm still responsible. So the Gemara says, no, shiny me'ila, me'ila is different. Me'ila is one of the three exceptions. D'yalfei chet chet mitruma. There's a gzeir shava. Matruma mashvi shliach. Just like truma we saw above, gamatem. That shlichus works by truma. So through the gzeir shava, af me'ila mashvi shliach, so too, me'ila also has the concept of shlichus, and I would be responsible. So then the Gemara says, v'nila mina. So learn from me'ila, that so to all other places, we should say, shliach, shlichus sh'adam, yesh shliach ledvar ver. Those are the two that you're referring to. That there are these two exceptions. That me'ila is a exception that there is shlich, the shlichus advar vera. And shlichus yad, if I'm a shomer, I'm watching your object, and now I touch your object, now I change from a shomer chinam, now I'm responsible for anything that happens to it by touching it. That's shlichus yad, placing my hand on the yad. So if I appoint a shliach to also touch that object which I'm writing, that I'm watching over, that will also make me responsible for everything. So shlichus applies to shlichus yad as well. These are two shlichus divar vera, and we have the concept shnei ksuvim habam kechad v'chol shnei ksuvim habam kechad eim lam. Then we can't learn that to any other place in shas. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Me'ila hadamim. So me'ila, we already mentioned above why me'ila has the din of where it's a special exception where there is shlichus divar vera. Shlichas Yad, Mahi, where's the source that there is Shlichas Advar Veir of Shlichas Yad? There's an Isser involved. Again, if I'm a Shomer and I touch the object I'm watching, I'm not allowed to, that's an Isser. According to some, it's an Isser Gzela. There's an Isser involved. So if I point to Shliach, that will also be a violation of Shlichas Yad. So Mahi, what's the Raya? That Shlichas works by Shlichas Yad. The Sadni, the Brisa says, I'll call Dabar Pesha on any negligence that I do to the object, I'm responsible for. What does it mean? I'll call davar pesha, any type of pesha. So beishamei omrim lechayv al machshava kemaisa. Even if I think about touching it, that makes me a shlichas yad, and that's a violation of this iser. But according to Beis Hillel omrim, eino chayv ad sheyishlach bo yad. No, machshava is not kemaisa. We already learned that at the end of the first parak. So it's only if I actually touch it am I violating it. So then, shenemar im lo shalach yado. If I don't touch it, I'm fine. It has to be a shlichus yad. I have to touch it physically, not about machshava. There has to be a maisa. So then, amru beis shamil beis hillel, v'alo nemar al kol davar pesha, any type of davar pesha. It's more inclusive. Does it not come to include machshava? No. Amru lehem beis hillel beis shamil, v'alo nemar im lo shalach yad b'mlechus ra'eyu. You have to actually touch it. So then, what do you do with the pasuk? So Amru Beishamel Beis Hillel Imkain Al Kol Davar Pesha Lomeli. What do you do with the pasuk Al Kol Davar Pesha? What's it coming to conclude? Sheyachol Einli Elahu. I only know that if I myself as the Shomer touch it, is it Shlichas Yad? But Amar LaAvdo Ulishlucho Minayin. If I tell my Eved or my Shliach to touch it, how do I know that too will be a violation of Shlichas Yad? That there's a Shlichas, there's Yesh Shliach Ledvar Vera by this case. Tamalomer al kol davar pesha. By all types of peshas, even by shlichas, will there be violation of shlichas yad? And there's a good starting point because the next point is going to get into the Gemara. But the other exception is tvichul mechira. When it comes to dal vehe, if I steal something and I send the shliach out If I steal something, we'll see tomorrow's daf, we won't be here together, but that's the third exception of shlichus dvar veir by the iser of stealing and then tvicha u'mechira.
So who's chayef here, the shliach in this case?
The mishalach is chayef. There is shlichus in this case.
And now, it's to make him a chayef in onsen after he touched it. Or is...
No. 1 minute, okay.
Once he touched it, he now...